Okay, Matthias, we got one of our own wonderful dynamite red-headed silvers in San Antonio, Texas. And Stu Thompson, I believe this was your first convention, was it not?
Well, no, right after I went to Grapevine.
Okay, you went to the Grapevine. Okay, but this is your first
but
Wild West
totally
one,
different
right?
Than this. Yeah, this is my first work. I mean, it was, oh my gosh, it was amazing. And
well,
before I share some of the
things. Left.
I'm sorry, say that. I didn't hear you, Cowboy. What did you say? Did you ask me something?
I was gonna say, we got about 15 minutes left, and we want to hear what the highlight of the convention was for you.
Okay.
You said you wanted to share something else first?
Well, no. It was, there were so many ahas, and so many amazing things that happened. In fact, as they interviewed a lot of people, it was on the screen when they would be pictures, it was like amazing happens, and then they would interview somebody, and it was really cool. But Dennis can also sing extremely well, if anybody doesn't know that, too.
Well,
they did
yeah,
a karaoke.
We've actually done some karaoke together.
Oh, man. Well, karaoke to me is that you have too many drinks and you can't sing. But all these people that got up there are close to professional singers. They were fabulous. But I think my first and biggest aha, and it wasn't really an aha because it was just total more confirmation and validation of Neekin's mission to really change the whole world, you know, to be a healthier place. And they talked a lot about humans being more. And it's so awesome to be in a company that's number one. And, yeah, they did talk about show me the money because they really are focused on us that are out there sharing their mission to make more money and earn more money. But another thing that was just incredible was that I was right in the mix of it, and our leaders from corporate to royal to Dennis and Ruth, all the royal ambassadors, the royal diamonds and all the diamonds, they never, ever put themselves above us. They just always put themselves with us. And I was like, wow, this is, I mean, I've been in the business world too many years to mention, but every time I'd see the executives, it was either at the awards banquet or the Christmas party. You know, they didn't get in and mix with the people. And, I mean, Doug and his wife and Dennis and Rick, they're all out. Reed Nelson, they were all out there dancing, and they were with us. And it was just, that was very, very special. And then, as Dennis said, just watching all, I mean, there were so many countries represented there. And I met some new friends. I really connected with a couple from Romania, and it was just so cool. Then sat on the plane with a guy from Oslo, Norway. He's a diamond. And it was just very beautiful to experience all the various languages. And it was extremely inspiring, just golly, to have us all there united as one. And I can't remember which. Oh, it was the guy from Russia. And it was so neat. Every presentation, the representative from that country would interpret. And it was just so beautiful. But I believe it was the guy from Russia. And pardon me, I lost my voice because needless to say, I talk a lot. And that's all I've done for 3 days, 4 days. But he made the comment of how beautiful it was that we could let down the boundaries and all be one. That was very, very cool. Then some of it, you know, I took a lot of notes and stuff, but just some of the things that I'd like to highlight, just some of the quotes and comments. Gratitude kept coming up a lot. In fact, in my notes, I wrote it in huge letters. But Doug Braun, at the beginning of the whole conference, made the comment that Neekin is a community of people changing lives. And I thought, wow, that kind of simplifies it and just puts it in total perspective, because that's what we are. We're literally a community of people. What he left out was with huge hearts, you know, changing lives. And he made the comment, he said, you know, being challenged in life is inevitable. Being defeated is an option. He has so many ahas to me. I just think he's just the coolest thing since sliced bread myself. I don't know if I've ever been around a leader that is as grounded, positive, solid, and has a heart the size of the world. And I cry because that dude has changed my life. He's the reason. And I'm going to give you his last aha at the end. But it says, life gives us the opportunity to change what we don't like. I thought, boy, that's pretty profound. And then someone, and I believe this might have been Dr. Buse, but anyway, he just said, I prayed and Nikan showed up. I was like, oh, that's what happened to me too, you know. But he said that Mr. Masuda's mother quote was, if you're going to live a healthy, happy life, you must achieve a life of balance. I thought that was cool. And then Andy and Ted Voister won the Retailer of the Year. Ted told a great story. That's too long to go into, but it was a great story. And he said what his feeling is that if you're waiting for God to do something, he feels that God's waiting on you. I thought that was pretty profound. Gosh, there was so much. There was so much. I can't remember it all. But Doug just basically talked what Dennis said. I think Rick said it. He said, you know, the last 35 years has been our foundation. And now we're going to focus on the future, and we're not going to look back. We're going to get bigger and bigger and better. And he made us three promises. He said, I will stand here and make you three promises. One is that we will continue Nikan's purpose, and that is based on the five pillars of health. That second is that our research and development will continue to go beyond the call of duty for advanced technologies. And then the third one was Nikan's focus will remain on you, which is the big part of our pie. So other than just keeping on with the technologies, they still just, their whole purpose is us, and I think that's so cool. And then in Doug's closing, boy, he said another aha to me, which came up again about, you know, if you just, anybody can get into Nikan for $35, but the day Nikan gets into you and gets in your heart, that's the day your business will explode. And then the one he said that caught me again was, you can't climb the ladder of success with your hands in your pocket. I thought that was pretty cool. And I could go on and on and on and on and on about it, but it was an experience. And everybody needs to set their goals, and these new qualified bonuses that they're doing, qualified producer, just inspires us to go spread the word and share what the gift we have, because we've got our hands on something that is it's pretty overwhelming and profound that I think sometimes we don't stop to just go, wow, you know, I really do have this. This isn't a dream. This isn't a fantasy. It's the real deal. And they have a heart that literally covers the entire world. So is that enough? Does anybody have any questions?
You had a good time.
No, I had a horrible time. Can't you hear? I can't talk. The only bad part of the whole thing was it went by too fast. I was like, how can it already be Sunday and time to go? That's just not, you know, that's just wrong. Yeah, it was very cool. It was a lot of fun.
Cool.
And I got out there and danced thanks to Nika, and I was on the dance floor every time they were dancing. So that was exciting.
Awesome. You have anything else to add to that,
Sue? Gosh, I could add a lot more, but it was just amazing. It was just, you know, this new Kinko light. I mean, the thing is we've had the air, the water, the sleep, the nutritionals, relief from discomfort, but what we didn't have was the light. And I don't know if you guys have ever heard the statement, I know you have, is, the eyes are the window to our soul.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so awesome to, and I've got a lot of those printouts to share with, you know, with team here and everything. And it's just, sometimes it's just kind of like, wow, I'm really a part of this movement to change the world. And oh no, I do have one more thing. Speaking of that, Dr. Buse, I believe it was Dr. Buse that said this. I'm pretty sure it was. Anyway, it was one of the doctors that got up and said that he can remember when he was practicing that pain medicine and something else. I'm looking in my notes as I tell you this. Let me look for which what it either was. But it literally, he had them pre-printed on his prescription pads. Now, how sad is that? Yeah, it was Dr. Peter. Medical doctor said antidepressants and pain pills were pre-printed on his prescription pads. Oh, that just, I mean, when he said that, that just infuriated me. I was like, what is our world coming to? They're literally killing us, you know, and I love what Rick Murphy says. Our goal should be having two trash cans, one for resumes and one for prescription drugs. You know, amen. I just, anyway. I could go on for another hour, so.
Seriously, you've always had it. You've always had a sense of urgency. Would you say that, and I want to say this because we've got a lot of new people online and we've got a lot of people in the gallery. I mean, we're just packed tonight of people that are listening to this call.
Uh-huh.
But for the people that are new, Danique, and the people that have just come on board, and there's so many new signups we have in just the group of accountability here on the path that is called It's Live. I mean, what would you say to those people as far as preparing for events and going to events and what they'll do for them? And because we've got the leadership conference coming up in December in Austin, where Doug Braun is going to be with us, which is always exciting. And then we've got Summit coming right behind it, and that's going to even be doing some neat things that weren't expected to. So what could you say to them about preparing and getting ready for these events and why they should go to them?
Go and take as many people as you can because it's life-changing. I mean, we get on calls, we go to our meetings, you know, we may go to our events, we need to be at our events every month. But I can remember when I first got in, and I don't know if a lot of you new people are experiencing the same thing, but when I first got in, every Tuesday meeting, I'd be like, it's the same thing over and over. Why do I have to go to this? I'm hearing the same thing over and over and over. It's very repetitive. But what I realized is I went every week, and it was like I was a sponge in different things. You know, I love the saying, the teacher shows up when the student's ready. And if you just continue to get on these calls, listen what other people are doing, even if you can just pick up one aha from it, one nugget, it's worth your hour or your, you know, 3 hours at an event. You know, someone made the comment, and I may get it messed up how they said it, but they said, you know, wellness is contagious, and it's in our world right now. That's what people are really searching for is wellness and that balance in our lives, and we don't have to sell anything. And it took me 9 months to figure that out because I'm a salesperson. And trust me, I can sell people ice water in Alaska, but I'm telling you that you don't sell Nikin. It comes from your heart, and you share it, and it just happens when you let go of, oh, I can't sell anything. I don't know how to talk to people. You talk to people every day of your life, I hope. You know, if you're alive, you're talking to people. And you don't have to sell. You just be. You just allow Nikin. Go to your meetings every week. Get on these calls. Listen to Rick's training and pick up one nugget that you can go and implement. And, you know, and I can tell you this, just the time that you work, and like I said, I was in 9 months before I did anything, so don't do that. You know, pick it up now and go for it because you've got a gold ring in front of you, dangling literally right in front of you. All you got to do is grab it. But for the first 9 months, I had to sell, and if y'all haven't listened to Fishers of Men by Ed Weems, and I got to meet Ed Weems, that was so cool. But listen to that CD because that changed my life of, oh, my gosh, I'm the hunter, man. I got the gun, and I'm gunning down everybody. But just share it and let it happen and know that we've been extremely blessed with a gift and have gratitude for that. So.
Cool. Well, we appreciate you, Sue. We appreciate you.
I love all of you guys, too, and I love the support and the continuous love and support that everybody gives.
Well, great. And I'd like to end this call with one statement, and that's this. Naked is a business, but it's a business of relationships. So, this week, go out and build those relationships.
Amen.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Be like Nike and do it.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.